that memorized, don't we, PJ?
I think we do.
You know, after almost 10 years on this radio station, and we love Lola, and Dave, of course, was her husband who passed away a couple years ago and who founded this station, Dave and Lola. It's a joy to be here every week. Several months ago, I started actually doing the running of the show in the control room engineering, and I absolutely love it. And I can look through the glass and keep track of who's ever in there. And today it's PJ and Nan. And I can watch what you guys are doing. And, yeah. And anyway.
You better be on our best behavior.
You better be. And Megan and some of our other radio team members up in Indiana from my church up there, Cindy Logan, Betty, Megan, they call in. And sometimes Nathan does here. And, you know, I'm just grateful for our whole radio team. And the whole goal is to share the Word of God. And our slogan has been since we started Beacon of Hope in September of 2001, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Our slogan does not say where we step in and manage your life and help you through your problems, does it, PJ?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because that's not our job.
Oh, not my job, huh?
Yeah, not my job.
That's right. And our job is to point you to the Word and to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. That's what we're all about. I started a church in Indiana, as I mentioned, 1985, the first Sunday of January of 1985. I have recently been contacted by more and more of my people. I got an amazing letter this week from the son of one of my leaders there whose mother had passed away very recently, who actually she used to work for me in my bookstore. And I got this amazing letter from this young man. His name is Joshua. He's really grieving the loss of his mother. If you're listening today, Josh, we are praying for you. We, our ministry here, will continue to pray for you. You know, whether a ministry is in a particular location, whether it's Indiana, where PJ and I are both from, and we didn't meet each other till down here, or whether it is in Clearwater, Florida, or some other part of the world, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And a year and a half ago, our ministry was very blessed to be accepted by StarcomRadioNetwork.com as one of their shows. And we are on Saturday and Sunday, this show, every Saturday and Sunday. So this coming Saturday or Sunday or both, you could listen to this show we're doing live right now at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. My people are always making fun of me, but PJ, how many words is that?
Four,
that's right. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And I tell them that all the time, so they just, I grind it into them so they remember that at 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday, Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com, you can hear this show. Followed by our Go Yard show of Thursday night. If you miss it live, you can hear it at 12 noon Eastern at StarcomRadioNetwork.com. There you go. We are talking about heaven. We're talking about our path to glory. We're on a path. We're on a path. You may be on a path to hell. And that sounds, whoa, that's kind of, wow, I don't want to hear that. If you're not on the path to heaven, you're on the path there. PJ, you want to comment before we do this next song?
Well, something that's been on my mind all show is, you know, you talked earlier about objections people have. Well, God loves me. He wouldn't send me to hell. No, he wouldn't. You send yourself.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, as harsh as that is, you know, hell was never made for people. It was made for the devil and his angels,
right,
as we'll get into, possibly.
Right.
Hell, you know, the lake of fire was created for Satan, not for us.
Right.
But, and God just stands there. He says in Isaiah, I've engraved you on the palms of my hand.
Amen.
And I always saw that as prophetically speaking of the nail prints in Jesus' hands.
Mm-hmm.
And what more does God need to do?
Yes.
And for some reason, that really, really, really old Randy Matthews song kept popping into my head this week. Now do you understand? And it starts out, and the hammer fell on the wooden nails.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, think way back 44 years. It's like, that kept popping in my head this week.
Wow.
And I remember the end of that is, now do you understand?
Right.
And it's like, what else can God possibly do?
Absolutely. And, you know, he's patient. It says there in 2 Peter 3 where we were, he's patient. And he wants to give as many people opportunity to know Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior as possible. He is a God of love. God is love. 1 John 4:8. That's what we are all about, too. It's about love, acceptance, forgiveness. You know, everything that God has for us is his blessing upon us because he loves us so much. You know, Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him.
In him.
So whether you're grieving the loss of a loved one today, whether you're in a messy divorce, whether you're having children trouble or financial trouble or a job loss or whatever your situation is, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. PJ, would you introduce this next song?
Which is perfect because the song is You Never Let Go.
Amen.
By Matt Maurer. It talks about that very thing. Once he's got you, he won't ever let go of you.
Amen.
He's got your front, got your back.
He loves you.
He loves you, and he'll never let go.
Oh, you never let go through the
tune, Never Let Go. I've been playing air drums to that in here in the control room. I tell you what, I love that song and I love what it says. Oh, Lord, you never let go. You never let go of me. Nan, God has given you a poem. I just got the signal from you through the glass. So
I was surprised you saw the signal. I was playing air drums.
No wonder my son Ryan is such a great drummer. I don't know. Maybe that's it. But go. I didn't even think I had any rhythm, but go ahead.
You did well.
All right.
I will not fear what I face. I will make it by God's grace. I know God will make a way. That is what I believe as I pray. Mm-hmm. I know God upholds me. I believe that of fear I'll be free. I know that God holds my hand. By his strength I will stand. Father, thanks for upholding me. So from fear I will be free. Father, I love you with all of my heart. And believing all of this, I now start. I want to comment on the first and second verses. It says, I will, I know.
Uh-huh.
I know, I believe, I know.
Yeah.
We have to take steps.
Woo, we do. It's our decision. And if you want any of these poems that God gives, she calls them poems. But anyway, if you want any of those.
Just using the Greek pronunciation.
Is that what it is? If you want any of those poems that God gives to Nan during shows sometimes, just write me personally. And by the way, my email address, and you can write me anytime. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. And while I'm mentioning that, since I was here first, and then along comes Pastor Jim, his email is PastorJim@BOHMGlobal.com. Mine's just plain Pastor.
Okay, yours is easier to remember.
But you know what? The person that they need to write with questions is you. You are the scholar, and we bow to that. You are such a scholar of the Word, and honestly, I can't tell our audience how much I appreciate working alongside you, PJ. I really mean that.
Oh,
so send
you.
Your requests for questions to Pastor Jim at POHMGlobal.com. Nan, you want to comment about that?
I want to say I have utilized that source many times.
You have, haven't you?
When I needed something or was looking for something, I would look and search and couldn't find it. I'd like send him an email and he'd shoot one back.
Yeah.
And he'd have all what I needed to hear right there. So
right there.
He's good.
There you go.
You're good too, Pastor. He's really good.
No, he's much better than me at that.
At that one thing, perhaps. But.
No, you are. Matthew 25, verse 14, the story about investment. It's like a man going on an extended trip. He called his servants together and he delegated responsibilities. To one, he gave $5,000, it says in the Message Bible. But in the New King James, I don't know what it calls it there.
Well, it says five talents.
Okay.
Which is equivalent, one talent, which was a massive amount of money.
Right.
Was equal to 6,000 days' wages, 6,000 denarii. And
okay.
A denarius was one day's wage. So
okay.
Five talents is 30,000 days of work. That's how much it was worth.
30,000 days of work. See why we keep him around? For all that kind of information. It's just amazing.
It was a huge amount of money.
Okay, a big amount. Okay, so one, he gave 5,000 whatever talents, or five talents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to another two, and to another one. And then he left on his journey. And the first person went and did what?
He, with the money that he had, he invested it, traded.
Right.
Put his money to work and actually doubled his investment.
He was in the biblical stock market.
Yes, he was.
And what did the second guy do?
He took his two and did the exact same thing. He invested and it grew into two.
Okay.
And it doubled.
It doubled. The man with the single talent dug a hole and buried it. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that's like putting it in your mattress.
Exactly. And let's talk about talents instead of money right here. Let's call it talents and the gifts that God has given us. And Megan, I'm going to go to you first and then go back to PJ about the gifts and talents that each of us have been given. And a lot of people do nothing but bury them in the ground. Would you say to make sure that they don't lose them? Oh, yes, I've got that talent and I'm going to bury it in the ground. Like me being a drummer in here, you know, that talent.
Right, you doing your air drumming.
Right, yeah.
That is where Ryan got it. You know it is.
So. I do know. Yeah.
He inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be like me. I have the gift of overwhelming compassion. That would be like me deciding, instead of using that to help others, that I would go out and literally dig a hole and bury it there and not ever be compassionate, not ever
right.
be of a caring spirit.
Right.
And God,
because you don't want it to run away, so you just bury it in the ground.
It.
Yeah.
I want to keep it. I want to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
I want to be selfish.
Right.
I don't want to share. But instead of doing that, we need to use our talents to improve others.
Amen.
And what I mean by that is compassion can help others. Compassion, having the compassion of the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Can help others.
Yes.
But, you know, that's why we have talents, is so that we can make an impact on this earth.
Yes. Amen. But you know, there's so many people that do have God-given talents and abilities. We all have God-given talents and abilities, actually, to tell you the truth. It's just what we do with them. PJ, that's a good point, Megan. PJ, you're up.
Okay. Well, I agree with everything that Megan said. It's our gifting. It's what God has given us, and sometimes we think it's small. Even the guy who got one talent,
right?
That was still 6,000 worth 6,000 work days.
Right.
Now think of how much we would make in 6,000 work days.
Yeah.
And that was no piddly amount. So even the smallest of giftings is tremendous. And the point here is, don't think your gift is insignificant.
That's right.
Because I kind of figured the third servant who got the one talent, he says later on that, I knew you were hard. I knew,
Right.
I knew you were kind of a mean old man, so I didn't want to take the chance of losing it.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that was his motivation. Well, the master turns around and calls him lazy.
Right.
Okay. Whatever we do for the kingdom is going to come back to us.
Amen.
I just read this morning in one of my devotional readings, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you.
Amen. Yes.
And that's just not talking, yes, it's talking about money, but it's also talking about returning your giftings. Give out
right
what God has given you. I mean, one of my gifts is teaching. If I just
right.
if I just didn't teach, I would be being disobedient.
Exactly. Exactly.
Believe me, I tried that for a while and it didn't work.
Me too. I was miserable.
Yeah, but this, the first servant, I mean, I love what the master says to him. Well done.
Right.
He doesn't seem like such a meanie at that point.
Right.
Well done, you good and faithful servant. Because you were faithful over a little, I'm going to make you faithful over a lot.
Exactly.
Enter into the joy of your master. Ooh, I love that part.
I do,
I
too.
I want to enter into Jesus' joy, so
yeah.
I want to be using what he's given me.
Woo! And isn't that true? When we do use our talents, our gifts, and our abilities, whether it's teaching the word or whether it's just going and singing along in a nursing home ministry or whatever, what a joy.
And it's like spiritual multiplication.
Yes.
Because you've been faithful in a few things and you put them to work and they multiply. I'm going to make you over a bunch of stuff.
Right.
I'm going to make you ruler over a lot.
This is what happens in our lives. Megan, talk about this because PJ is right on as always.
Well, with me, I have to be compassionate. It's just my God-given nature. No matter how many times people walk over me, they crush my mat, they throw dirt on me, I keep coming back for more. And sometimes it feels like it's a level of abuse, but I find great joy.
In being abused? You find great joy in being abused, Meg.
She's got that Matthew 5 stuff.
Right, she's got that going, yeah. We're giving you a hard time, but we understand what you mean.
Quit picking on me.
All right.
Quit picking on me.
Hey, no, you just come back for more, so I'm just going to keep on picking.
Count it all joy.
Count it all joy, that's right.
Okay. Is that no matter what I'm faced with, it's always there. And it's just like with you guys, is we know that you are the teachers of the word. There is just that special gift that God has given you. And it's just when you find your gift, when you pray for your gift to come out, don't hide it, because
right.
I do feel like that's selfish, and it can make you feel unhappy. It can make you feel really sad that you're not dwelling in the on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And
right.
for some people, that's the power of prayer. Some people,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the power of teaching. Some people, it's in the way that they share their testimonies from their life and how the Lord has ministered to them.
Exactly.
And so that's a challenge to the people that are listening, is find out what God wants you to do. Find out what God's talent is that He's given you as the individualistic person that you are, because what you uncover will surprise you and will change your life.
Woo! Great intro to Everlasting God, which He is, by Lincoln Brewster. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Amen.
Of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
I love that. I think that's his daughter. Oh, that is so amazing. Love that song. Nan, you've got a poem for us.
I do. As you wait upon me, many things you will see. You'll see what you're called to do. Many things I will do through you. I will strengthen you as you travel, and your faith will grow. It will be full. Wait upon me, and I'll lead you. Child, you'll know just what to do. I am always here for you to lean upon. Mm-hmm. By my strength and power, you'll be strong.
Amen.
I love you with all of my heart. Come on, believe, move out, start.
Woo! Good poems. Really good. And, you know, you can reach, you can, as I said earlier, just email me and I'll get Nan to send you a copy of those if those really touched your heart. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. We are in Matthew chapter 25. We're going to go down to verse 31. And before we do, PJ, I just want you to sum up the investment story that we didn't go through every line and all that, because I want to get down to verse 31 of Matthew 25.
Okay, well, in verse 29, the master, or Jesus says, "For to everyone who has, more will be given."
Right.
"And he will have abundance."
Yes.
"But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." So, again, we have to use, it's kind of that use it or lose it.
It is.
You know.
Yes.
We've talked many times, you know, if you don't use your faith, it just gets weak.
Right.
And like your muscles, they just atrophy. If they just become useless if you don't use them. It's the same thing with what God has given each one of us.
Amen.
Whatever your gifting is, whatever your calling is, use that.
Amen.
Invest it into the kingdom.
Yes.
And that's what this whole thing is about, is investing into the kingdom. That's the whole that's what the whole parable is about. So sow into the kingdom and reap that, you know, get back your investment.
Right.
And then you'll just, it'll just explode, basically.
And all of that is so true. And everything you just said, you did a great job at that. We are on this path towards somewhere. You know, we are headed towards heaven. If we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're on a path to eternal life. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about that. Very excited about that. And before we go to verse 31 of Matthew 25, God just reminded me of what I said at nursing home earlier, that I wanted us to go to Psalm 116. So I'm going there. You don't have to turn if you don't want to. But it's about verse 14, maybe, of Psalm 116. And it just struck me this morning as I was preparing and studying. Verse 14, maybe, or 15, "When they arrive at the gates of death, God welcomes those who love him. Oh God, here I am, your servant, your faithful servant. Set me free for your service." I don't know what verses those are in the New King James.
15 and 16.
Okay, 15 and 16 of Psalm 116. Psalm 116, verses 15 and 16.
Right.
You want to read them in your translation,
sure.
And then we'll go back to Matthew 25.
"Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints."
Yeah.
"O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds."
Amen. And it is precious when we go to be with the Lord. Last week we talked about that quite a bit, and I told a couple stories. If you missed last Sunday's show, you really need to go listen to it. It was with Betty and Cindy, and it was so anointed. And that's on our website, which is BOHMGlobal.com. And no, that one's not on our website yet, but it will be next week.
It should be shortly.
It's on the podcast page here at tantalk1340.com. Go to the podcast page, go to programming. You'll find Living the Good Life, and you'll find that show up there. And then next week, it'll be on our website. Going back to Matthew 25, verse 31, When he finally arrives, blazing in beauty and all of his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting sheep to his right, goats to his left. PJ, would you give us a context here? And then we're going to go to Megan in a moment as soon as we talk about this concept, because it goes right back to Megan's talent.
Talking about Jesus when he comes back.
Yes.
And he's going to separate the nations.
Yes.
And this can be taken, I think, it has a double meaning. Individually as people, but also for nations.
Right.
Because he says, I'm going to separate the nations, separate them from one another. The nations. He's going to just, as a sheep separates the, you know, the sheep from the goats. And he, as we'll find out as we go through this, there are some very specific things that Jesus calls us to do in order to be a sheep and not a goat.
That's exactly right.
And some of them we may not want to do. Some of these things can be kind of hard to do, but it's so important that we do them.
And I think, go ahead.
I was going to say, it goes back to, I think, Megan's heart of compassion.
Right.
This is, doing some of these things takes a real heart of compassion.
It certainly does. And it also takes using the talents and gifts that God's given you from that first parable here that we talked about, the story about investment. And in other words, you're on a path towards heaven. What are you doing on that path? Are you just walking on that path doing nothing? Are you just looking at the sky and hearing the birds? Or are you doing something for the kingdom of God? You know, that's what we're talking about. And so this verse here, the king will say to those on his right, enter, you who are blessed by my Father. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. In the Message Bible, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty. You gave me a drink. I was homeless. You gave me a room. I was shivering. You gave me clothes. I was sick. You stopped to visit. I was in prison. You came to me. Megan?
That is that compassion.
It is.
That is caring for those. And he's talking about himself, but he's also talking about the rest of us on this planet.
Right.
Is how we care for thy neighbor.
Right.
How we love thine enemy.
That's right.
And which that last one, love thine enemy, I'm going to tell you, that's hard because
yeah,
I've had to do it, guys. And but we're called to do it. And once we have the Lord's peace, once we have his strength, there's no fight that we can't handle. And I am a living testimony to that. And I want to make sure that I'm glory bound. I want to make sure that if someone crosses my path and the Lord tells me to do something, whether it's to, you know, tell that person, can I pray for you? Can I buy you a meal? Can I clothe your back? Whatever that might be, I want to make sure that I'm obedient because I want to be that sheep on the right side. I don't want to be that goat. I don't want to be lost forever.
Amen.
I want to be found.
Well, and this goes back, you know, to loving your neighbor, like you mentioned a minute ago, because remember that the young attorney or the young, you know, lawyer, whatever he was called, came to Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said, what, PJ?
Do the commandments.
Right.
And he said,
and what are those?
Yeah.
Go on.
You know, Jesus said, you know, do not steal, do not kill, love, honor your parents. And he said, I've done all these. What do I got to do now? Probably not in that tone of voice, but he said, you know, what's left?
Right.
What's left, Lord? And Jesus said, go and sell everything you have and then come follow me.
Right. Compassion.
Yeah.
It goes back to that. And it comes back to our priorities and our focus, which this show is all about. You know, in this series, we are talking about being on the right path and making sure on a daily, moment-by-moment basis that we are on that path. And that we are accomplishing everything that God has for us to accomplish. Megan, talk to us about this.
Absolutely. We should be heaven-focused every time we wake up.
Right.
and all day long, guys. And it doesn't mean that you have to pray every minute of the day. It's not about that. It's about the fact that if you're given something like me, if I'm given something financially, I praise the Lord. I give all the glory to the Lord, because right now that is something that helps us survive, because we are struggling.
Right.
You know, I wake up every morning and I take a breath. I'm blessed.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes things have to happen in our lives for us to really realize that.
Yes.
And I'm really grateful that I have come to realize that, because I've always been glory bound, but now I really am, because I have a little one up there that I want to see too. I want
Amen.
To see him grow. I want
Amen.
To be his mama. And there is nothing that's going to stand in my way. I am determined. I am determined to get there, and I am the Lord's servant. And if we all had a servant's mind, a servant's spirit, a servant's heart, our lives would be greatly impacted. We would see things change in our favor.
Amen.
And I could get on the soapbox.
Yeah, well, you're on there. You're on the soapbox, and that's okay. Pastor Jim, talk about the goats and the sheep, and why does Jesus use these two symbols?
Well, the goats, well, as you know, goats can be rather unruly.
Right.
And sheep are rather docile, for the most part, and need to be led.
You right.
know, we've made that comment about how a shepherd doesn't force the sheep. You lead the sheep. The goats,
right.
on the other hand, you have to force.
Right.
They tend to be unruly.
Some of us behave like goats.
Right, exactly, yeah. And so a shepherd would of necessity need to keep the two groups apart.
Right.
Because they just act so differently. So, and then, of course, the sheep on the right hand is the
hand of authority.
Hand of authority, hand of blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The left hand is the hand of cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So, actually, it's even funnier in Latin. Right hand is dexter, as in dexterity, dexterous. Left hand in Latin is sinister.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
That goes along, doesn't it?
So, those of us that are sinister-handed don't like that much too much. I don't like that too much. But the left hand was always seen as the bad
right.
side.
Well, in Psalm 16, pleasures forever at the right hand. You know, the right hand is said many times in the scripture.
Right, as blessing and authority.
Authority and blessing. Absolutely.
So the goats end up, the less desirable end up on the left hand side.
And there are a whole lot of people that are going to be in that category who have lived their lives just for themselves and just not caring about anybody else, which is really what I see in this story that Jesus is telling, that the ones on the sheep are caring about others and see a need and meet it. Now, does that mean that we're always going to meet all the needs around us? No.
No.
We're human. We've got jobs to do. We've got, you know, all kinds of stuff.
It's a heart matter.
It's a heart matter. Amen. And that takes us to this song, 10,000 Reasons. And why do you love this song, PJ, as much as I do? Because I know you do.
I do. I love it because of its, I like it because of its sweep. From right now till
heaven,
eternity future.
That's why I like it too. And it goes right along with this series. Woo! Love it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
thousand reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Oh, God, we do bless you. We do praise you from the bottom of our hearts, Lord. We just worship you and praise you. And, Lord, we just thank you that we are on that path. Those of us who know you, Lord, we are on that path to live with you eternally. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise for all you're doing in each of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Nan, you've got another poem.
One more poem.
One more.
I will bless you with all within me. I will bless you with all that is within me. Oh, how I will bless your holy name. I know that with this action, I certainly will not remain the same. Oh, Father, I praise you with all of my heart. You are so worthy of such. I love you with all that is within me. Of your greatness, I love so much. On the days I have tough times, I will still offer praise to you. I know you'll work all things out. Praise is what I give to you. My love is true.
Ah, great. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. Praise God. All right. Megan. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless. You gave me a room. I was shivering. You gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison. You came to me. And Jesus says about this, as whenever you did one of these things to someone and did it in his name, that's the blessing. And whenever you fail to do it, that's where the problem rises, right? When we are led to do some act of mercy, compassion, goodness towards others, praying for them even, waking up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, it's a great time to start going through your prayer list and start praying for people. Let me tell you, the devil doesn't want you to do that, so you go back to sleep pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Megan, Jesus is saying it's your attitude with how you live your life. It's the way you feel towards people, right?
Yes. And like I said, it can be hard. I know on a personal basis how hard that is when others hate, but you still
right.
love.
Amen.
And that's what I was trying to say earlier when my phone cut out, the good old nasty old devil, was that during that time in my life, I didn't know, I wanted to shut that off. I wanted to shut off the compassion. I was tired of being treated like a dirty rag. And I was at church that morning, and there was a lady preaching about our gifts. And she gave us all a note card. It's a huge congregation of people. And she said, I want you to take 5 minutes and write down what the Lord's telling you right now. And I still have this note card, and I'm not kidding. On the note card, it says, I will never allow your heart to be hardened. You will love those as I love you.
Whoa. So,
even though at times it's so hard to love people,
yeah,
we're called to do so.
Amen. Yes, we are.
Because no matter what we do, our Lord loves us.
Right.
And so we have to carry that same characteristic through this life. And that is what I want to strive to do until the day I die. I want to be the salt and the light on this earth.
Amen.
To every person that I come in touch with. And I know that I will be greatly rewarded in heaven when I get there. I know that I will be in that pasture.
Amen.
Of sheep, that I will be that still being led in heaven. I will be led by my master.
Woo, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. PJ?
Well, I definitely agree with everything that Megan has said. It's just hard, but we need to remember when we do these good things, we're not doing them just for the people in front of us.
No, we're
because
not.
Because Jesus
That's
said,
what
whatever
Jesus
you
is saying.
Did
yeah.
for these, the least of my brothers, you mm-hmm. did also for me.
Exactly.
And what is it in 1 Corinthians 15? Do not tire. Don't get tired of doing good, for God. That's what Jesus is talking about here. Whenever you do something good for someone, you see a need and you reach out to fill it. Again, the meaning of the word compassion is just that. You
right.
see a need, you reach out to fill it. You're doing it not just for that person, but you're doing it for Jesus.
Amen.
And when you ignore that, when you see a need and harden your heart toward it, you've hardened your heart toward Jesus.
Right.
And that's kind of scary.
Right.
Because obviously I'm like Megan, I do not want my heart to get hard.
Right.
Toward God.
Right.
You know.
It's so important that we stay humble, that we stay teachable, that we stay in an attitude of listening to God's voice as we go on this path day by day, moment by moment, and that we do keep heaven in view. And, you know, sometimes we just kind of think a lot of people think, oh, this, all we have to this life is right here. Man, that would be sad if that's all there was here. You know what I'm saying? Megan, talk about that. And then I'm going to ask PJ to comment on that, because praise God, we have a living hope and we have eternal life ahead of us and forever to be with Jesus and our loved ones that have gone before us. Go ahead, Meg.
Amen. You know, and that is a huge purpose to look forward to, because without that, I don't know what I would have.
Right.
And, I mean, yes, I have my family and I have my children, but what about the day that I die?
Right.
If I didn't know the Lord, where am I going?
Right.
That should be very concerning to people right now that are listening, is where is your path leading you? Yes, you may be coming to a fork in the road. Are you going to go to heaven or are you going to go to hell? That's your choice. And it's not a hard decision to make. It's a simple statement, is that you give and you want the Lord to come into your life.
Exactly.
It's so simple. And then once you take that step, it's so much fun learning how to be a Christian.
Yes.
And I say it like that. I say it so lightheartedly, but there's going to be times of trouble. You know, I say that with so much joy, but I have so much joy because I know where my strength comes from.
Amen.
And, you know, it's through those trials that I've seen in my years here that have made me this way, that have made
right.
me seek out the praising of him, because he's the song said he's so worthy of it.
Yes.
And you know, it's such a simple life change that we can make. And I just pray that whoever's listening, that they make that right choice. You want to be in that pasture. You don't want to be
Amen.
Over on the rocks with the goats.
Amen. You know, last week on the show with your mom and with Cindy, I was telling some life experiences. I've been with so many people as they pass from life to death. And I told some experiences, and I've seen it over and over again on the faces of people as they're letting the body go and they're going and they're seeing Jesus and the joy. And so often I've heard from their lips, Jesus. And it is a reality, dear ones. We do have eternal life before us. What are we going to do with our lives now in the here and now, what are we going to do to do as much as we can for the kingdom of God before we meet Jesus? PJ, your turn.
And that is so important. I mean, again, this whole thing is the fork in the road, choosing the right path. We've talked about how, you know, heaven is a choice.
It is.
Hell is a choice.
Sure it is.
We have to make those decisions.
Right.
And our eternal destiny, we're going to live eternally.
Amen.
One way or the other. One way we'll live in, you know, true life. The other way we'll live eternally in eternal death.
Exactly.
You know, and it's up to us. We have to choose. So I'm like, you know, I beg our listeners, if you don't know Jesus, now's the time to come to know him.
Amen.
Now's the time to ask him in.
Very simple. You can follow along as I pray this prayer. Pastor Jim, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. If you are not sure right this moment of your eternal salvation, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, and if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God raised Jesus from the dead, please pray this prayer along with us and say it with PJ as he repeats after me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus' name.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
For my sicknesses and my sins.
For my sicknesses and my sins.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that I can have forgiveness now for anything and everything.
I believe that I can have forgiveness now for anything and everything
that I have ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I have ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
Forgive me now, Lord, for all of that.
Forgive me now, Lord, for all of that.
By an act of my will, I now accept.
By an act of my will, I now accept.
Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior.
Come and live in me.
Come and live in me.
Be my Savior and be my Lord.
Be my Savior and be my Lord.
I am now your child.
I am now your child.
This I pray.
This I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Amen. Pastor Jim, invite our people to contact you or me or prayers at BOHM.
If, like Pastor said earlier, if you have any questions, I'd love answering them. It's like a, you know, it's kind of
it's
like
your
a
hobby.
Kind of like a ministry. It's my hobby.
Yeah.
And you can email me at PastorJim@BOHMGlobal.com. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. Also, remember our prayer line, which is prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Please send those prayers in. We'll send them out. We will pray for you.
Amen.
And we'd love to hear from you when you get your answer.
Amen.
And if I could also just say, if anybody, when we were praying, if you did accept Jesus into your heart, let us know.
I'd love to know
because
you. Yes,
we want to be a support to you. We don't want you out there as a lone sheep.
Right.
You know, we want to be a support to you.
And we also would encourage you to start reading the book of John in the mm-hmm. New Testament. It will be a real blessing to you. Oh, this 2 hours goes so fast every Sunday afternoon. We originally started with an hour, quarterback. 9.5 years ago, and that immediately went to 90 minutes within a few weeks. And it's because we have so much to say, we can't get it all done even in 2 hours. We really want you to contact us, so do that. And also use our website, BOHMGlobal.com. Megan, final word from you, dear.
Well, I just pray that this is a blessing to whoever listens, because I always hate to hang up from these calls because it is such a wonderful time. It ministers to me so greatly to share with others how the Lord has changed my life and my family's.
Yes.
And I love hanging on the phone with my brother and my sisters.
Yeah.
And it's just, I praise God for this radio show, and I just pray that everybody has a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you, Megan, for being on. We love you, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Love you, too.
PJ, some final words.
I just want to say, from everything we've talked about, my prayer is that if you're not a Christian, you would choose that path. If you are a Christian, just stay close to Jesus. Stay close to him. Stay in his word. Because the whole point is we're on a journey, and we don't want anybody to get sidetracked.
Amen.
And off into whatever.
Right.
We want everybody to be on that same road to heaven with us.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jim. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate you both very much. You're an integral part of this radio team. Please let us hear from you. prayers@bohmglobal.com for your prayer requests. Don't forget our Thursday night show, Go Yard, which means hit a home run in life. That's our life coaching show with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni. 1 hour show every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. on this station. Also, don't forget Saturday and Sunday morning. You can hear this show, 10 a.m. Eastern, starcomradionetwork.com, followed at noon, 12 Eastern, for our Go Yard show every Saturday and Sunday, starcomradionetwork.com. It's always a joy to be here with you. We'll be here again next week live, as always, God willing. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Pastor Jim, Nan, and Megan, bringing you God's word this day. It's not far to Jesus. Never is. Run to him. There is no distance from the love of God. He's always there to hear our prayer and answer when we call. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far. 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 From here to Jesus. It's not far. It's not far from me.